From time to time, I share on Instagram about what it looks like to develop cultural competency in real life. So I'll pull out my phone, turn the video on, and I will share something that's happening in my actual life and how I am connecting it to my own journey of developing cultural competency. I do this for a couple of reasons. First, I believe that you can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. I often say that I am also on this journey, right? I'm partnering with you on this journey of developing cultural competency. So I want you to see that. What does it look like as Jocelyn is developing cultural competency? Second, I also want to share with you how there are opportunities in your everyday happenings to develop cultural competency. Literally, you're going to the grocery store, you're driving down the street, you're talking to a friend, a neighbor. All of these are opportunities to develop cultural competency. And so I want to show you what that looks like in real time. The podcast episode for today is actually a segment that I did on Instagram first, but it got so many responses that I thought, you know what, let me share this on the podcast because I feel like it's really valuable, where I'm talking about the sandwich generation. Is this something you've heard of? I don't know. Let me know. So we're going to jump into the intro and get to this quick discussion about developing cultural competency in real life. For educators on a mission to create welcoming and culturally inclusive learning spaces by prioritizing equity, the Culture-Centered Classroom Podcast is for you. I'm Jocelyn Hubbard, host of this podcast, but also your partner and coach on this journey. I created this podcast to support you each week by sharing information and inspiration for implementation. All right, let's jump into this episode so we can get closer to accomplishing this mission that supports every student every day. There were so many things that happened this weekend that allowed me to get clarity on my own personal journey of developing cultural competency, which we know that part of that is being more aware of your own beliefs and your values and how that impacts the actions that you take and the actions that you don't take. So there were three things that stood out to me the most. The first is this idea of being a part of the sandwich generation. Are you familiar with that phrase? The second is generational wisdom. And then the third is the idea of found or chosen family. I'll start with the sandwich generation. About 7 years ago, my mother passed away from gallbladder cancer. But before she passed away, I remember going to my parents' house and I was standing in the kitchen and my dad just comes up to me and, you know, I'm carrying my third child who at the time was like 2 months old and had just traveled from Maryland to Ohio to, you know, be with my mother and my family as she's sick and everything. And so I'm frazzled and I'm tired and I'm all the things. And my dad looks at me and he's like, "Hey, Joss, welcome to the sandwich generation." I was like, "What the heck is that?" He said, "That is the time in your life when you are sandwiched between taking care of and the needs of your parents, taking care of and the needs of your children. The sandwich generation." So like I mentioned before, there were things that happened this weekend that allowed me to get clarity. So one of the things that happened was I took a road trip with my father. We have some longtime family friends that we now consider to be family that dad wanted to go visit. And so I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Like, let's hop on the road. Let's take this trip." But anytime I leave my home, there's a lot that has to happen, right? With my kids, with my husband, and also helping to prepare my dad for this 7-hour trip. And oh my gosh, preparing myself, right? So I'm sandwiched in between preparing the household, the kids, and preparing my father, the things, and preparing myself. So then we get to said location and I'm literally just parking at the hotel and I get a phone call from one of my son's schools. He's got a tummy ache. Normally I'm the person that navigates that, but oh my gosh, mom's out of town. So gotta call my husband. I get up to the hotel room and I get another phone call from my daughter's school. She's got some stuff going on. As I'm sitting in that space, having just driven 7 hours so that my dad could have a good experience that weekend, so we could hang out with friends, something that he needed, but then also considering the needs of my kids back home, it was an intense space. I felt a range of emotions. I felt overwhelm, guilt, sadness. And those are all based on my beliefs and my values and the things I prioritize. And so then I'm thinking, okay, well, what actions do I take or not take based on those values and those priorities? And as a full adult, feeling the intensity and feeling overwhelm, it was a lot. But as someone who's very reflective and intentional in this space as an educator to be developing cultural competency, I'm also thinking, what is it like for students who are sandwiched between an intense set of situations? Continuing to connect this idea of the sandwich generation to our students, being a full-grown adult, I don't always know how to navigate my emotions. Definitely navigating intense, overwhelming emotions, whether they are joyful emotions or sad emotions, because both times, both sets of emotions can cause you to freeze and not to know what to do or to make a decision that's not wise. So certainly our students who their frontal lobe is definitely not developed, and that's the part of the brain that helps you make decisions, right? So how are we as educators reflecting on our own moments like this and like, oh, how do I move? How do I navigate? Who do I turn to? And then helping our students to do the same thing. That's where the importance of social emotional learning comes in, to help them navigate.
Ready to gain clarity on your equity journey? Head to customteachingsolutions.com/theroadmap to get a free resource that will give you the scoop on creating a welcoming and culturally inclusive classroom that prioritizes equity. I truly appreciate you coming back week after week to listen to this show, and it would mean the world to me if you would add a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and if you would share this show with a teacher friend so you can elevate together.